Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Saturday morning video of encouragement, prayer, and just a sharing of from my devotions with God that I began this morning. I'm continuing through the devotional book, Here Am I. It's about discovering your sacred calling in the midst of everyday life. And so each day it's a different focus on something the Bible talks about us being called to. And today's focus is on being called to hear. As Jesus was teaching, and then we read that same phrase again in the book of Revelation, but specifically as Jesus was teaching a parable of a sower, of the scattering of seed, and if you recall that parable, some of the seed fell on the path, and some fell on a rocky ground, and some fell in the midst of weeds, and some fell on good soil. But as he wraps up that parable, that story, Jesus says that he who has ears to hear, let him hear. You see, we live in a time where the listening is, well, a lost art at best. And that's assuming that it ever was what it should have been. We tend to listen just enough to be able to understand, but just enough to be able to respond in a way that seems appropriate, rather than taking the time to listen with the idea, with the intent of understand what is really being said. You see, when Jesus was talking about a famous story we use in children's work, partly because it's the children's song associated with it, about the wise man and the foolish man. And the wise man builds his house upon the rock, and the storms, the rains come, and the house stands firm. But the foolish man builds his house upon the sand, and the rains and the storms come, and the house falls with a great crash. And Jesus says the wise person, the one who is the wise builder, is the one that not only hears the word of God, but puts it into practice. James talks about the foolishness of hearing the word of God and not doing anything about it. It's like looking in a mirror and walking away and forgetting what we looked like. You see, in God's perspective, hearing what he has to say involves us doing something about it. It's not just an audible hearing. It's not just a visual reading. It's not just seeing the words that are in the Bible. But when God talks about being called to hear, he talks about actually understanding what is being said, and then responding in appropriate ways. And I believe that's where God calls each one of us to grow in hearing his word. When Paul writes, he talks about people knowing God. And he says, how can they come to know God unless they hear? And how can they hear unless someone preaches the word, and how can someone preach the word unless they are sent? But in that progression, there's the idea behind it that it's the hearing of the word of God that brings about transformation. And it's not just somebody sitting somewhere and listening and I heard the words. No, even in that, underneath it is the understanding that he's talking about hearing involves response. And that's the kind of hearing that we're called to by God. But I believe as we learn to hear God in a way that we respond appropriately, it also involves us applying those same principles to hearing others. And that requires time. That requires patience. That requires a desire, a willingness to listen beyond the surface. I believe we've become so accustomed to giving socially appropriate answers. And I know not everybody. I'm sure you know as well as I know the people within our circles of influence and friends that we might say have a very limited filter. And they'll say anything. And just as we talked about with other topics of being called to, God has given us a spirit, a sense of discretion, that there are things that we don't reveal publicly. Paul writes about the parts of the body. He says that there are some that we would consider immodest, some parts that we would not display to others. But we give those special honor. We give those special treatment. And in that same way with the parts of our physical body, there are parts of our inside, parts of our emotional makeup, parts of what's going in our life that would not be appropriate to make public and to share publicly. And that requires great discernment. But even beyond those parts, we have this tendency to live at a very surface level. The old, how are you doing? And the standard response is, I'm fine. And if we give much more than that, the person kind of closes their ears and walks away. They really weren't asking how you were doing in a sense that they wanted to know. But listening and being called to hear means that we're going to listen beyond the, I'm fine. We're going to watch the way they carry themselves. We're going to watch the way their head is drooped down or lifted up. We're going to watch and listen and hear with compassion, with understanding. So many times it's not just our culture that has trained us to listen at the surface. It's our lack of desire to do anything. If I listen, if I really understand the hurt of my brother, if I really understand the need of the stranger, then God's Spirit will bring about a conviction that I do something about it if I'm able. And so many times we really don't want to do that. And so being called to hear is not only about being called to hear God and to respond appropriately to God, but it's about being called to hear one another. God talks about hearing the voice, the cries of the oppressed, crying out to God for relief, for justice. And as you read Scripture and you look at the times where God talks about hearing those cries, it's almost always related to a time of judgment on those who are the oppressors, those who have closed up their ears to the poor, a time of judgment to those who have closed up their ears to the hurting, the oppressed, the ones being taken advantage of. And it's my desire that I would live as one that hears the cries of the oppressed. Not just as noise, not just as cries, but in a way that I respond as God would want me to respond. You see, that's what hearing is about. It's about taking the information we bring into our mind, whether it's through audio, words, whether it's through visual reading, whether it's through the vast array of our senses as we interact with people. Sometimes we spend enough time with people, we come to know that something just isn't right. And we may not always be able to kind of put our finger on it and say that's their problem. But in those times when our spirit says, there's something not right here, I believe God calls us to a deeper level of hearing, of listening, that takes the time and spends the time getting to know more fully what's going on. We live in a time that is very divisive. And we can't really blame it accurately on COVID-19. We've been a divisive culture for a long time. And so many times we buy into one agenda or another. And we've been trained and taught and come to believe almost that once we buy into that, we have to defend it, even if it makes no sense. And so we get into these petty arguments online and even in person, back when we could meet in person, without understanding what's going on within the person that we're conversing with. We hear certain words, we hear certain phrases, and we immediately quit listening and we start responding. What would happen today in the midst of COVID-19 if instead of responding with our opinion, we listened, and if we needed to respond, we responded with a question, genuinely seeking, well, what's going on? How did you come to that view? You see, when we begin to listen, to hear with understanding, we care more about the heart of a person. And we begin to open up their heart to ourselves as we approach with a desire to understand. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to pray with me about how we listen, about how we hear, about our desire, our willingness, our ability to hear beyond the words and hear the heart. So many times when we pray, that's our desire from God. An old song, old, depends on your age and my age as to whether we call it an old song or not, but a song that used to say, listen to my heart. And the context of the song was about prayer and crying out to God and not having the words to say. God puts it this way, is that when we don't, the Spirit intercedes on our behalf when we don't know the words to use, when our prayers are kind of even jumbled up in our own mind. And if our desire is that God would listen to our heart, that He would understand and hear us when we don't even know how to express ourselves, and if our desire is to represent God and to reflect Jesus, then that ought to be our practice of listening to the heart of others when they can't express themselves. So today, spend time praying about how you listen to the heart of others. Begin by listening to the heart of God. You'll discover that through Scripture. You'll discover that through time and prayer, listening, allowing His Spirit to speak to you. But I believe as you discover the heart of God, as you call out to Him to listen to your heart, He'll grow within you a desire and an ability to listen to the heart of others. Let's spend some time praying. Father, thank You that You are a God who does and can and will and is good at listening to our heart. Father, that Your Spirit knows and understands and intercedes on our behalf when our words make no sense even to us. Father, help us to be those who truly hear your word in a way that puts it into the practice and therefore builds our life on a solid foundation. Help us to not simply be hearers of the word in an taking it in way, but doers of that word. So that as we respond to being called to hear, that we hear in a way that understands and puts into practice the things that you call us to. And Father, as we listen to you, may we grow in our ability to listen to others with the desire to understand. Father, forgive us for the times where we only listen long enough to respond in a semi-appropriate way. Give us the patience, the courage to listen beyond even the words that are being said and to hear the heart. Father, in this time of divisiveness, in so many arenas of our life, of our culture, help us to not contribute to that. Guard our words, whether spoken or typed out or sent in whatever way. Give us the courage, the wisdom, the perseverance to continue listening through all that those around us would be saying. And as we listen, as we really hear, give us discernment on knowing truth, to sorting through even our own emotional and physical baggage. To identify truth as that which aligns with your word, regardless of how long we've held the positions we value. Father, as we interact with one another today, in this era where we many have more time than usual, with so many things closed and restricted, may we use the extra time we find ourselves having to listen. May we not be so quick to respond, knowing that we need to understand first. And so, Father, whether it's online, social media, telephone, in person, help us today to take more time than ever before to respond. Because we want to listen, we want to understand. And Father, when we do respond, may it be in love. May it be in truth. Give us the compassion and the mercy to speak truth in love. Oh, Father God, I pray that you would remove this virus from the face of the earth. That you would be glorified and praised and lifted up for doing so. Father, I admit, I don't see how that's possible. I look at the world, I look at our nation, and it's difficult, even impossible for me to see any action that you would take that would bring praise to yourself from many areas, many arenas. And yet I believe your word. I trust your word when you say if we lift up Jesus, he will draw people to himself. Father, I continually pray for those that are working in our medical facilities, those who are in our public safety arenas of police and fire and ambulance response, and those who deliver our mail and packages, those that are working in the stores, and for those who are returning to work, and Some are fearful, some are just so eager to get back. I pray in all of those areas we would learn to listen to one another, to hear the joys and excitement, to hear the concerns and fears, and that our conversations with them and our conversations with you would be driven by a greater understanding of our need and of the needs of others. Father, today I pray for our children. Many children have been growing up for more than a generation. It's not a new thing that they... So many don't believe anyone's listening, that anyone cares. Father, in this time where life is so different than it ever has been before, may you turn the hearts of parents towards their children and the hearts of children toward their parents. May you help parents to listen fully in order to understand. Help children to listen in order to understand. Father, today as we live life, give us a heart of understanding, a spirit of understanding, that we would honestly and truly seek that which would benefit others above our own desires, above our own good, above our own needs and wants. Father, help us today to lift up Jesus in everything we do. Give us a pause button on our lips, on our fingers. That would allow us the time to truly listen, to hear, to understand. And Father, may we do all of this in ways that lift up Jesus, that He would be glorified, and that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Should be back tomorrow, Sunday, with the Sunday edition, designed to use as a Sunday school Bible class devotion within your family, for you personally, as we continue in many places to worship together from wherever we are in an online way. So may God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.